Hare Krishna. Bhakta Adrian from Brighton asks, it is okay to sometimes chant some of our rounds, mana jampa, chanting in our mind, and is it necessary to chant the Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra between each round? Manasa chanting means that when you're chanting Hare Krishna out aloud, then your mind is fully absorbed in the sound of the holy name, or even further than that, in the meaning, in the form of the Lord, or his qualities and pastimes. In other words, full absorption of the mind is already there. And if someone's mind is fully absorbed in the holy name, then he need not speak it out aloud, although that's considered to be superior than chanting in the mind. Chanting out aloud is considered to be sankirtan, or kirtan, because it benefits others. Others hear it, trees hear it. Even if you're alone in a room, then the insects and the ants and all kinds of living entities within the air, they also hear it and they all benefit. So it's beneficial. But in any case, in terms of can it be done or can it not be done, it can be done if one's mind is already naturally absorbed in chanting. We should not confuse silent chanting with manasa chanting. Manasa chanting means absorption of the mind, whereas silent chanting means that you're not chanting aloud, but your mind may be wandering all over the place. So, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Seva means to engage the senses in Krishna's service. Manashastra Indriyani. And the sixth sense is the mind. In fact, it's the mind that controls the other senses. If you other senses are engaged in some activity, but if your mind is wandering, then that activity is considered to be offensive. It's not quality devotional service. Real devotional service is when the mind is also absorbed. So if the mind is absorbed, then that's manasa, whether it's loud or quiet. However, if for some reason one wants to chant quietly, one should only do so if his mind is absorbed. Otherwise, it will just actually compound the wandering of the mind, and the result will be is that someone will then actually be making further offenses to the holy name of the Lord. And that's what we want to avoid. As far as chanting the Pancha Tattva Mantra is concerned, it's not compulsory for someone to chant the Pancha Tattva Mantra between each mantra of the Hare Krishna Mantra, as it's not compulsory to chant Srila Prabhupada's pranams or the pranams of one's guru. On the other hand, there's no harm in doing so. So as far as vidhi is concerned, it's viruta, it's neutral. You can do it or you cannot do it. Certainly there's benefit in doing it by saying the Pancha Tattva Mantra, but you're not committing any type of offense or going against any type of rule if you don't do that. Srila Prabhupada's specific instruction in that regard was in terms of chanting in kirtan, that before we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in kirtan, we should chant the Pancha Tattva Maha Mantra. And by so doing, one clears away all kinds of offenses as well. There was even a time when devotees were chanting japa rounds of the Pancha Tattva Mantra, which is also all right, but not instead of chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. You have to chant Hare Krishna if you want to add chanting japa of Pancha Tattva Mantra. That's good. And there's no offenses involved, and it helps us become free from offenses to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And that's it for today. We'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.